today is Lamed Beis, but we need to just finish off the last few lines down here, right? Okay. Yeah, Hektish Barakabayas Chalala Koil. It's about eight lines from the bottom, maybe. The last bit of the Mishnah, we said that if someone promises to give it to Barakabayas, an object that can apply to everything. So the Gemara is asking, what do you mean? What are you coming to add? We've already learned all the laws of Barakabayas. What's the. What when you say everything, there's obviously something that you might have thought wasn't in there. It's Amar Avino, Lasuye Shipui Veniva. So if there's a. Rashi gives an example of a tree, right? What happens? You give a tree to Barakabayas. So the Shipuyin is the adornments. And Niva is the foliage, yeah. When the foliage, even when it falls off, it's still hektish. So it's all better kabayis. Better kabayis.
Is this a fine smoothing out?
Smoothing it out.
Yes, and was it sawdust?
Could be, yeah, okay.
Because there's only one kind of tree now that they adorn. And you wouldn't be giving that to the
Barakabayas. Well, you could. Okay. Umayolim begidulayim. And there is... Okay, so when it... things that are second degree, that you had... you had mamakdish something and it produced something else, there's me'ilo. There's what's lasuye, my what's that including? Amar apapa lasuye, v'dushim izbeyach, it's including chalav ha-mukdashim. If you got milk out of a korban, so it was a female animal and it got milk, ubeit se toirin, and eggs from a toir, because the only birds that are korbanos are toirs and bnei yoina. Yeah, so it's eggs of a toir. Tanya, chalav. The word there is really chalev, but I say chalav to not confuse it with chalev. So chalav ha-mukdashin. Milk that comes from a carbon, a beit zeterin, leinenin, v'lei moyolim. You're not allowed to have benefit, but that's not a midrabbanon. In a Torah, there's no me'il on that, because that's not part of the deal of Royal HaMizbeach. You promised something for a carbon, so that the milk and the eggs and whatever was never going to go on the Mizbeach. So technically, there's no me'il on that. But medvar morim b'kachem Mizbeach. So this is where the chumra that we have about a kabayis. By kachem is beach, since those things don't belong in the mizbeach, there's no me'ilah min ha-toira. But by kachem b'er kabayis, even hiktish tarnagolus, even a chicken, me'ilah b'beit sasa. The egg is, there is me'ilah, you're not allowed to benefit from the egg. And as Rashi points out, Idafka mentions by a korban, he mentions a toir, because that's the only bird that can be a korban. Whereas when you do b'er kabayis, it's more like dibur ha-kosu b'hoiva, it's more likely you're going to donate a chicken than a pigeon, similar to the five chickens that is customary to give for a wedding present. Yeah.
If you give a dog or a pigeon, yeah. So then when you make it actish, this is not kabayis.
Right, but what are you mean makdish? The stuff that goes in the mizbeach. If it popped out an egg, then that was never a part of the deal, so to speak. So therefore, there's no me'ila. Where am I? So hiktish tanagolus, if he's makdish a chicken, moilim beit sasa. I mean, it's better kabayis than the egg is included. Chamoira, even a donkey, it's not even a kosher animal, moilim b'chalava. I didn't know donkeys do milk, but they do apparently.
Females.
A female donkey gives milk.
Well, it's got milk for its young.
Okay.
Its
young. Okay. Who would have thought? So anyway, there's me'il on that, because even though it's not even kosher milk, but it's got monetary value.
It's got some value.
Right, it's got monetary value, so therefore there is also me'ilah on that. And you'll tell me that there's a machlokes, whether gidulin of a carbon, things that come out of, secondary things that come out of, that grow from kotche mizbeach, there is me'ilah. Hani mili gidulin the chazal mizbeach. So if you had an animal, and the animal had a baby, so that baby is chazal mizbeach. So then there's me'ilah on the baby as well. But things that come from an animal that were never part of the mizbeach situation in the first place, like the milk and the eggs, is ein boilam and there's no me'ila in there, only midrabbanan. Okay, so that was the chaymer that there is in yonim that are midrabbayis compared to kachem mizbech. Okay, so today is daf leiv. This is the heart of the whole mesechta. Says the Mishnah, echa kachem mizbech ve'echa kachem midrabbayis, ein mishanim my son. You're not allowed to change them mikedusha l'kedusha from one thing to another. We'll see exactly what we're talking about over here. When you talk about kachem midrabbayis, what do you mean changing it from one to another? But kachem mizbeach, obviously it means if you made it an oiler, you can't turn it into a shlomim. Yeah? Well, what can you do? Magdish my son, hektish ilui. If you do want to, then you can, but it's a value thing. So let's say you have an animal that's a korban. You can't change a korban into better kabayis. But what you can do is you can say, I promise to give the value of this animal, or even if you said the animal, but what you meant was the value of the animal, so you work out how much it's worth, and you give that money to Bet HaKabayis, or something to that equivalent value to Bet HaKabayis. So in other words, when you're Maktish, if you're trying to be Maktish something that's already a carbon, so it doesn't work, you can't change it from one carbon into another. But the Hektish works in the sense that you're Mechuyev to give the value of that animal to Bet HaKabayis. Yeah, that's called hektish ilui. Ilui means domim. Ilui domim means when you evaluate how much it's worth, and you have to give that money. Umachrimim my son. Similarly, cherem. Now the expression cherem, as we learned in Erechin, cherem here doesn't mean when you excommunicate someone because you don't like them. Here cherem is referring to when you, it's a donation. So there's two types of cherem. There's a cherem, the cherem koyanim, and there's cherem Berek Habayis. It's a donation either to the Kohenim or to Berek Habayis. So we're talking here about a Cherem to the Berek. When you make something Cherem, that's like donating it to Berek Habayis. It's the same idea. Be'im Mesu. What happens if so? Both Kachem Mizbeach and Kachem Berek Habayis. Im Mesu Yikavru. If they die, I mean, you didn't redeem them. They just dropped dead. So then Yikavru, you have to bury them. We'll see what the dais are, but Bepashtus, the pshat would be because once it's dead and wasn't shechted, you can't eat it. So what would you do with it? You would feed it to your animals. So we had already a discussion about whether you're allowed to redeem hektish in order to feed it to the animals. Shimon says that if it's a korban, so it's kedush taguf take, you cannot redeem it if it just died of natural causes. And if it's better kabayis, you can. And we're going to see in a minute, there's a whole discussion here about how can you go about redeeming something. Yeah, because if it's, let's say it died, a carcass of an animal has value. So if got your better kabayis, you would think you can redeem it and use the dead animal has a value, the skins and the whatever else. So therefore, that's what we'll see, the discussion between the Chacham and Rav Shimon about, is it possible to redeem an animal that died of natural causes? Omar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Kotcher Mizbeach Shehispison L'cher Mekoyanim. So if you have a korban, Kotcher Mizbeach means a korban, and he wants to make it a cherim to a kodim. Like I said, there's two types of cherim. One is a donation for the Berek Abayis, and one is a donation like a gift to the kohen. Yeah? So if he says, I want to give the kachay a korban, and I want to take this korban oila and make it as a gift to the kohen, lo yasa klum, nothing happens there. It doesn't work. His statement is null and void. My timer, why is that so? Omar kra, kol cheirem kodesh kadoshim hu l'ashem. That means, kol cheirem the kodesh kadoshim hava hu l'ashem. There's some editing going on over here. L'ashem, leva, it belongs to Hashem. So you can't change it. You can't suddenly say, I'm giving it to the Kohenim. It's God's thing, and therefore, that's it. So you can't take a korban and say, I want to make it a cherem Kohenim. So that's what Rav Huna says. It's meisavel, as a kashen Rav Huna. Kotcher better kabayis, shehis bison. You had something that was better kabayis, and he tries to add on to the kedusha over here. And whether Ben the Kotcher is back, whether he takes this animal which is Kotcher Bere Kabayis, it's the value, it's property of Hektish, and he wants to make it into a Kotcher Mizbech, he wants to make it into a carbon, Ben the Cherme Koyanim, or he says, I want to give it as a gift to the Kohen, as Layasa Klum. So that attack doesn't work. It belongs to Berakah Bayis. Chermek Kohenim. What happens if it was Chermek Kohenim? He took an animal and he said, I'm giving this animal as a gift to the Kohen. And then he speaks. So then after that, he tried to dump more Kedusha on the animal and he wanted to make it Bein Lekacha Mizbeah, Bein Lekacha Berakah Bayis. It's also Layasa Klum. Because now once you made Chermek Kohenim, it's the Kohen's finished. So that's the Braisa. So the Gemara's Medai from that Braisa. What was missing there? You talked about Kotcha Berakah Bayis trying to make it into Cher Mekoyanim. You talked about Cher Mekoyanim trying to make it into Kotcha Berakah Bayis. Or Kotcha Mizbeach as well. What you didn't talk about was the case of Kotcha Mizbeach Shehispis the Cher Mekoyanim. If you had a carbon that you tried to make into Cher Mekoyanim, the Braisa doesn't say Lo Yasa Klum. That case is not mentioned in the Braisa. So therefore the inference is that Masha Asa Asa, that it would work. Not woodwork, but it would be valid.
It's done.
Yeah, it's done. And therefore, what would it mean it's done? You have to take the value. Still, it's a carbon oil. So what do? You take the value of the animal and you'll give it to the Kohenim. The Chayra. To Yufta de Ravuna. Seems to imply not like Ravuna. It's Amalak Ravuna. Ravuna will tell you. I'll just get the Aleph here. Hadash Shire. Why did he leave out that case? So the inference was based on the fact that the Braisa doesn't mention it. The Braisa mentions three things. Relayasa Velay Klum. And it doesn't mention there a carbon that you tried to make into Cherme Koyanim. So Rav Huna says, why did it leave it out? Ahadashira, the reason why it left it out is for this reason. The Kacham is Be'ach, she speaks on the Berakah Bayis, Masha Asa Asli. Because the other case, it left out also the case of Kacham is Be'ach that you tried to make into Berakah Bayis. That's not mentioned either in the Braisa. The Braisa doesn't really talk about anything that you did to Kacham is Be'ach. So it doesn't mention that either. But we know that Kotchem is Be'ach, she speaks on the Berakah Bayis. We know from our Mishnah. If you had a carbon and you said, I want to donate it to the Beis HaMikdash, then you have to work out the value and give the money to the Beis HaMikdash. Masha Asa Asli. And what he did is valid. It takes effect. And the diuk is, Avol Cherme Koyanim. But if it's Cherme, if he tries to take Kotchem is Be'ach and make it into Cherme Koyanim, Lo Yasa Klum, it didn't achieve anything. Which is what Rav Huna says. So your diuk, Rav Huna says, I don't agree. It's a very nice brisa, but I don't agree with the inference that you drew from that brisa, that because it didn't mention it, therefore it means that it counts. No, there's other things it didn't mention. Also, it didn't mention the chlav of kachem is bech that you tried to turn it into kachem berakah bayis. Fred the Gemara, okay, Rav Huna. According to you, it's what's happened is loyasa klum. If you tried to make a chermekoinim, the whole brisa is full of loyasa klums. Yeah, as we're listening, Gabi Hanach. Why don't you chuck that in there as well? If you're giving a whole list of Layasa Velay Klums, it's in the Layasa Velay Klums club. So it should mention also the Kotcha Mizbeach that he tried to make Cher Mekoyanim. Why isn't it in the Atake? So the Gemara answers, or Rav Huna will answer, that Tana the Isbe Tarti Katoni, when he's got two examples. So the first one was Kotcha Berakah Bayis, and he went Bein the Kotcha Mizbeach, Bein the Cher Mekoyanim. Then he had Cher Mekoyanim, and he went Bein Kotcha Mizbeach, Bein Kotcha Berakah Bayis. So that, Katoni, he wants to say that. Oh, but the Lespe, Tarti Loi Katoni. But if he hasn't got two things, he hasn't got a chance to say Bein this and Bein that, then he didn't bother mentioning it all, because it doesn't fit in with his nice,
theme
of Bein Beins, right? So the Kotcha Mizbeach, he could say that if you made it Cher Mekoyanim, it didn't achieve anything. But he can't say that about Berakah Bayis, because of Berakah Bayis, we know that it does achieve something, and he has to give the money. So he couldn't say Bein Kotcha Berakah Bayis and Bein Cher Mekoyanim, because he couldn't go Bein and Bein. So it doesn't fit in with his, like I say, the theme of the Braisa. So therefore, he doesn't mention it. Okay, let's try Vaita to see if Rav Huna is right. So we learned in our Mishnah, Magdish Maison Hektish Ilui. That if you take something that was already a carbon and you try to vayter donate it, is what you do is you makdishnei son hektish iloi. So iloi means you work out how much it's worth and you give that to hektish. And then the Mishnah said machrimei son. Yeah. So those were the two things in the Mishnah. Yeah. The third line of the Mishnah, makdishnei son hektish iloi and machrimei son. Is my love isn't the pshat that hektish iloi means the berakah bayis that. That when it talks about doing a hektish shili is, well, how do you makdish a carbon? It means you're trying to give it to Berak Abai, so we said that's valid. But then the Mishnah says, Vaita machrimim, my son. What's this machrimim, my son, business? Machrimim l'chayrim means l'chayrim ekayinim. That means if you try to take a carbon and make it into chayrim ekayinim, the Mishnah says machrimim, my son. It does take effect. And you would have to give the value of that to the kohen or something, yeah? So how can you say, Rav Huna, that it doesn't take any effect? Is Rav Huna will answer you, loy. No, both of those statements, Makhtisham and Hekdashili, and Machrimim are both talking about Berakabais. Aye, so what's the, why does it say both? To tell you, it's just about a person's words. Whether the person uses the word, I want to give this to Berakabais, or he says, I want to give a cherem to Berak Abayis. Because don't forget, there's two kinds of cherem. Yeah, there's cherem koyanim, and there's cherem Berak Abayis. The whole machloik is whether, if a person doesn't say which one he means, by default, which one do you get? Yeah? But let's leave that question aside for the moment. Let's say he said, Beferish, I want to give it to Berak Abayis. So whether he said, I want to give it to Berak Abayis, or whether he said, I want to give a cherem Lashem, yeah? Then whichever loshen he uses, the same thing applies. If he wants to give it to God, then it takes effect, and he has to work out the value and give it to God. But if he says, "I want to give it to the kohen," it doesn't make any effect. Fred the Gemara. That's
why you say give it to God. I don't understand. You're saying no. You take work out.
No, the Beis Hamikdash. No. It's already a carbon. So when a person says, "I want to donate it to Hektish." So what are you donating? It's already a carbon. So then you have to work out how much it's worth and give that also. So it's double. So that's what Rav Huna will tell you, that the poel, when he wants to give it to Berak Abayis, whether he used the word donation to Berak Abayis or he used the word cherem, same thing applies. You work out how much it's worth and he gives the money to the Beis HaMikdash, to the trust fund. But if he says Cher Mekoyanim, then Rav Huna maintains that nothing happens. Doesn't take any effect. So that's very nice. But the Gemara asks, Vaita, V'hal Lo Tani Hachi, but the Braisa doesn't say that. The Tanya Bebraisa, we learned a Braisa in a Braisa. It's an interesting expression.
When you work out the value, do you work at the value as a Chumim?
I think you have to. Because if it's a carbon oil, there was no value. What value has it got? No value to a person. It goes all mizbeach. So you'd have to work out. Ilui, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't actually say that properly. The Rashi says that the value you work out is the tevas hanah. You're right. It's a good question and a bad answer. That the value of it is not the whole value of the animal. It's whatever rights you had to it. So if it was a carbon oil, the only rights you have to it is which kohen you want to give it to. And the kohen gets to keep the skin.
The bialim.
But from a monetary perspective, the only monetary value from a carbon oil is the skin. Because the kohen who does the avoda gets to keep the skin. And therefore, what does the owner get out of it? The owner can choose which kohen he wants to give it to. He wants to build a relationship with a kohen, so he can choose the kohen, and he gets that benefit. So that's the value that he has. So it's whatever rights he has to it. I guess if it would be a shlomim, he'd have more value because he gets the rights to eat the meat as well. So you work out whatever value there is, that value is what he has to give to the Berak Abayis. Okay, so Rav Huna is still saying that if it's a carbon, and he tries to make it a cherem for kohenim, is garnished. So the Gemara says, "V'halai tani haki." The Tanya writes, "Hektish ilui." When it says in the Mishnah, "Makdishim I say hektish ilui," that means kachri berak abayis. There's no question about that. That's what it means. But machrim myself means cherem kohenim beforish. Yeah, Rav Huna tried to tell you that machrim myself here means Berak Abayis, and it's just telling you if he uses the word cherem that it applies. But the Braisa says clearly, cherem koyanim. Machrim enosam means that you can give it as cherem koyanim. That means you'll have to give that value to the koyan, which is not like Rav Huna. Va'oid, and furthermore, Hatani, another Braisa, kacha mizbeach she'egdisha the cherem koyanim, mefurish words, that if it's a carbon and he says, I want to give it as cherem koyanim, asha asa, that takes effect. and he has to work out the value and give it to the Kohen. To Yufta, the Rav Huna, to Yufta. So we've got two brises that say very clearly, not like Rav Huna, that if you take a carbon and you try to make Kohen Kohenim, it works. So therefore, he's Olgishlog. Fred the Gemara, that's all very nice, but Rav Huna Krakamar, you can upshlog all you want from brises.
I see your two brises and I raise you a posuk.
Rav Huna says, I got a posuk. So what are you telling me, two brises? I got a posuk. How are you going to explain my posuk? Is Omar Ula. So Ula says, Omar Kra. That yes, the Taka says there, Kodesh Kedoshim, whatever the Pasuk was, yeah, Kodesh Kedoshim Hul Hashem, but it says, it could have said just Cheirim. A Cheirim is Kodesh Kedoshim, belongs to God. What's Kol Cheirim? Aha, the word Kol comes to include that even if you took a, that tells you that the cheirim is chal even on a carbon, but it's still talking about. Al-Hakoyl, yes. That means even if you took something that was kodesh, a cheirim will chal be chal on it. What type of cheirim on the kach better kabayis? Yeah, that even something that belongs to Hashem is kodesh kedoshim. If you say I want to make that a cheirim, then it works. But it's still talking only about kach better kabayis. That's what we get from the Kol Cheirim, that it's chal even on a korban, but it doesn't say anywhere that it's chal on to become a cheirim for koyanim. Okay, so therefore, what's Ula explaining? Ula's explaining that if you have that pasuk is teaching you that if you had a korban and you want to donate it to the Berek Abayis, you can do so, and whatever value it has, you give to Berek Abayis. So the Gemara asked, now, mi Omar Ula Hachi, does Ula really hold that? Omar Ula, but Ula
is the Gemara trying to say we're quoting you misinterpreting the pasuk.
Correct. Yeah, your question was you got two brises and Rav Huna had a pasuk. So Ula says that's not the pshat of the pasuk. The pshat in the pasuk is to tell you that the kol cheirim is to teach you that it can give to Berek Abayis the value,
even from a carbon.
Even from a carbon, but not anything about chermekoyin. Fred the Gemara mi Amar Ula Hachi, does Ula Taka hold that? Mi Amar Ula must be oil of Berek Abayis. Ula said that if someone tries to take an oil, this is what I'm talking about, you have a carbon and he wants to give it to Berek Abayis. Ein ba ela ikuv gizborim. The only difference, the only achievement he made out of there is that it belongs to the gizbar, the treasurer of Berek Abayis, in the sense that he has to go and stand there. The gizbar has to go and stand there because the din is when a person brings a korban, he's got to be there. Yeah, it says like we learned like we had the mamodos by the korban talmid. Yeah, the Torah says it's korban ilachmi leishai, and the Gemara, the Bryce, it's a Mishnah in Tainis. It says that how can a person bring a korban if he's not there watching it? What, you just send it by Amazon to the Beis Hamikdash and that's it? So there's a din that the owner has to be there watching. And if he can't be there, he sends a shliach. And when you have a korban tzibur, so they had special appointed public officials whose job was to stand there. And they stood there, that would be called mamadis, and they stood there and they represented the whole community so that the owner should be there. So if you take a korban oil, that's your korban, and you say, I want to give it to Berek Abayis, so what happens to it? Now the owner, instead of being you, becomes the treasurer of Berek Abayis. So he's going to go and stand there instead of you. That's the whole uftu of what
so
you
the
did.
The gizbar's going to love you.
Sorry?
The gizbar's going to love you for making
you have a busy
making
day.
Give him extra work. Well, I'm a stammer, it's a kibbutz, you know. Yeah, I'm always a gizbar. So he's probably not so upset about it.
That's what I'm saying. This is talking before about the tuvas hanor.
Yeah,
make a mishaberech. This babush oilo lamamot.
Yeah, it's been mechaber. You know, it's a kovet.
Yeah, but when you say babush hanor, is that a bit like a bias or is that a kodesh mizbeach?
Yeah. Okay. So now, so back to the pasuk then. Okay. So we have to have Ula was trying to tell. We thought that Ula was saying that the pasuk is telling you about Kacha Berek Abayis. But we see that Ula holds that even Kacha Berek Abayis, it doesn't happen. All it means is that the Gizbar is now the owner and has to go stand there. So we say, okay, so over here it should say, that editing should say, L'Ola Midrabono. That whole effect is only Midrabono. Yeah? When we say that there's a Hektish Ilu, it's only Midrabono. Ah, what's the pasuk then? If it's only midrash rabbanon, what's the pasuk doing? Kra lema'ila. The pasuk is not even talking about whether Berak Abai is a schal or not. It's talking about is lema'ila, to tell you that there's a din of me'ila on a carbon. The gemara me'ila lama lekra. Kaddish Kadoshim Ksibbe, you already told me it's Kaddish Kadoshim. So if it's Kaddish Kadoshim, of course there's Me'il on it. What do you need that for? So he says, Lo Tamecha, according to your question, Hodam, when Abjani ain't Me'il Mefresh bin Atayre, Elubo, Elubo, Vad. The concept of Me'ila, when it's written in Chumash, is talking only about an Oila. Shanemar, Nefesh, Kisimo Mal, when a soul will do a me'ila, a betrayal. Well, me'ila really means betrayal, really. The chata vishgaga mikotchei Hashem, and he sinned by having
treachery.
A treachery. Is that different from betrayal? Okay, a treachery. Mikotchei Hashem, though. The pasuk of me'ila in Chumash is talking about kotchei Hashem, and we darshan hamiyuchadim l'Hashem, something that belongs completely to Hashem, which is only a korban oila. So technically, the halachas of Me'ila from Chumash only applies to an oila, yeah. But Abul Chatas for Asham, loy nafkeh l'mid the Rebbe. How do we know there's Me'ila by a Chatas and an Asham? From what Rebbe said, the Tanya Rebbe Yemer kol chelev l'Hashem. The pasuk says that all of the best, the chelev should be for Hashem. Is the Rabbi say mure kachim kalim l'Me'ila to tell me that even Kachin Kalim, on the Emurim of the Kachin Kalim, i.e. that part of the korban that has to go on the Mizbeach, yeah, even from a Shlomim there's Me'ila. Ay, L'chay Rolama Likra, you'll ask me the same question, according to you who asked me before about why we have a Me'ila, when you try to make the Kachin into Berak Abai, is Lama Likra, Kodesh Kedoshim Sibahu, according to you, I shouldn't need Rebbe's Pasuk Kochel of Lashem, because the Emurim is Kachin Kadoshim. The carbon, even if the carbon is Kachin Kalim, but the Emurim is Kachin Kadoshim. Ella, it must be that Alpha Gafta Kachin Kachim Siv Bahu, even though it has the word Kachin Kachim, Boy Krala Rabinu Lameila, you still need a Pasuk. It's Haramim Nami when he tries to make it into a Chayrim of Berak Abayis, Alpha Gafta Kachin Kachim Siv Bahu, even though that Pasuk Kachayrim Kersh Kadoshim Hula Hashem, Boy Krala Rabinu Lameila, you still need a Pasuk. Okay, so in the end of all that, what we're saying is that the Pasuk, if you don't agree with Rav Huna, which we don't, because we've got two brises that say Rav Huna is not correct, so the Pasuk is telling you that there's a din of Me'ila when you took a carbon and tried to make it into a Berak Abayis. Okay, Gufa. Hamak Nisheh Ulu Berak Abayis, Ein Balik Gugiz Bari Bavad. So we mentioned the statement of Ula before, that if someone takes a carbon oila and he wants to donate to the bed of his bayach, all that he achieves is that the gizbar is now the owner and has to go and stand there. Is meisavel asher kasha. Hamak yishel the bedek abayis is also the shechta achetipada. He can't shecht it until it's redeemed. Yeah, he's got to pay for it. So it's not just ikuv gizborim that he has to stand there, but the gizbar owns it. So it got a mum or whatever, he has to redeem it and give the money to Hekdesh. So he says that's only midrabanon. No, it's not midrabanon. It's midrabanon, so it's extra tax. And hachinam is starved. Then the Gemara says, you know what? You're right. It's more logical that that's only midrabanon. Midrabanon is safer. Not only got a mum. When he wants to bring it as a carbon, yeah, because he's also giving it to the Beis Hamikdash, he's got to pay the Beis Hamikdash first, and then he can bring it as a carbon. Yeah, so l'chayra, that means it's more than ikuv gizborim. So we said that concept is only midrabanon, as the sefer says, imav v'shachta. If he did bring this carbon before he redeemed it from the gizbar, mashal also it counts. So what are you telling me? The fact that he's got to pay off the gizbar before he shechts it is midrabanon. The next part of that price is umoil in shtei me'ilos. When he took over kachem izbeach and he donated to Berak Abayis, he now has double me'ila on it. One for kachem izbeach, one for kachem Berak Abayis. The midrabanon, if the one on Berak Abayis is only midrabanon, or my shtei me'ilos. You can't call him ilis. You don't have ilim midrabanon. So he says, "Achi kamar." What it means to say is, "Ruuyalim mo bashtei ilis." It could have been two ilis, Yeah, but it's not. I mean, it's been a Torah. It's not two. It's not. It's only one. And I mean, they're a bonon. They said you got to pay for that as well. Okay. Hope you're enjoying this. If these animals died, then you have to bury them. You cannot have benefit from them. And the chayva that's talking about both. According to Tanakama, Pasha Pshat is that he's talking about both Kachem Mizbeach and Kachem Berak Abayis. If they drop dead without being redeemed, you have to just bury them in Springvale. It's Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, the Rabbanon, according to the Chachamim of our Mishnah, the Tanakama, Echad Kachem Mizbeach v'Echad Kachem Berak Abayis, both Karbonis and Kachem Berak Abayis, Hayu Bechal Hamada V'Haracha. They are in the rule. The Torah says like this: if you've got a carbon that you can't bring on the Mizbeach because it's got a mum, so what do you have to do? V'Hemidosoi, you got to make it stand there. V'Herichesei Akoyin, and the Koyin will evaluate it. Called Hamada V'Haracha. It has to be able to stand up and be account and be evaluated. Yeah. So what happens if it's dead? Most dead animals can't stand up. So yeah, they struggle. So you can't do Hamada V'Haracha. So therefore, if you can't do Hamada V'Haracha, you can't redeem it. All you can do is bury it. Yeah. So the Chachamim says, since in order to redeem it, you need to do Hamada V'Haracha, whether it's a carbon, whether it's a Berak Habayis, therefore, if it dropped dead of its own accord, you have to just bury it. Yeah? So that's according to Rabbi Yochanan learns Pshat in the Chachamim of our Mishnah. Resh Lakish Amar, no, the Rabbanon, only Kachar Berak Abayis Hayu B'chal Amar Avarocha. Only Kachar Berak Abayis. But Kachar Mizbeach, if it's a carbon, Lo Yehayu B'chal Amar Avarocha. It doesn't have to be stood up to evaluate it. So we're going to ask the question, then why can't you redeem it? When it's if it's kachem mizbeach, why can't you redeem it even when it died by itself? We'll see in a minute. V'zeh moida, but Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish both agree. The pshat and Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah is clear. The Rabbi Shimon, the kachem berak abayis lehoyu b'chal amarav aracha. Rabbi Shimon definitely holds that kachem berak abayis does not need to be able to stand up in order to be redeemed, and kachem mizbeach hoyu b'chal amarav aracha, and therefore that's why Rabbi Shimon says that you have to bury the kachay mizbeach, but the kachay berak abayis, you can redeem it because you don't need it to stand there to redeem it. It is lying down dead. You can redeem it too. V'divrei hakon, everybody agrees that a bal mum may kare lahoy b'chal amar v'aracha. That's a side point, that if the mum was there before it became hektish, then everyone agrees it doesn't need to be able to stand up. Okay, so that's machlekes in Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. What's the pshat in the Chachamim in the Mishnah? So
where you saying b'mum meikar lehay b'chal? That means that meikar there was a mum, or
yeah, there was a mum.
There was not in the kal.
No, there was a mum before he was makdashit. So he has to redeem it, but then he doesn't need a mara baruch over there. Okay, tznan. So let's look at our Mishnah and try to work out who's right out of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. In the Mishnah it says Rabbi Shimon Omer kachet berak abayis shemesu yiptu, that if it's a berak abayis and it died, you can redeem it. So how does that work? Is Mishnah the Rabbi Yochanan? According to Rabbi Yochanan, the Amal the Rabbanon echadze hayu b'chal amar v'aracha. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the machlokes is that the Chachamim say that any kachim, whether it's kachim mizbeach or kachim berak abayis, has to be able to stand up to be redeemed, and therefore, if it can't stand up, you have to bury it. Yeah, and then comes along Rabbi Shimon, and Haina the Istrich of Shimon lefrushi, and therefore Rabbi Shimon comes along to say that kachim berak abayis shemeso yiptu. I agree with you about the kachem mizbeach, that if it can't stand up, you got to bury it. But I don't agree with you about kachem berak abayis. Yeah, in that aspect, I argue with you that I say if it died, you can still redeem it. So that's how Rabbi Yochanan learns Pshat in the Mishnah. It all fits in good. Ela the Reish Lakish, lama le lefrushe, why does he have to say kachem berak abayis yimeisu yiftu? Yeah, if he's arguing about both things. Yeah. So just say Yimesu. Why does it say Berak Abayis? Lama le lefrushe. Why does it say Berak Abayis? Lema Yimesu yiftu. Because according to Reish Lakish, it was only according to Reish Lakish the Chachamim hold only Kachar Berak Abayis. And Rav Shimon says, Rav Shimon's arguing about Berak Abayis. If that's the only thing that the Rabbanon were talking about, then that's what only the Shimon doesn't have to. Rav Shimon doesn't have to say the same thing as they said. I'll tell you why. Because Rav Shimon didn't know what the Chum were talking about. Rav Shimon, they have a yodam my damat on a kam. Rav Shimon didn't know what he meant. And he says to him, I heard you say that if they died, they can't be redeemed. They have to be buried. And I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm telling you like this. If you're talking about Kotcha Mizbeach, then I agree, they can't be redeemed once they died. But if you were talking about Kotcha, I don't know what you were talking about. But if you were talking about Kotcha Mizbeach, then he may sue you, then I'm telling you that you're wrong, and it can be redeemed after it's dead. Tanya Kavasid Rabbi Yochanan, we have a first surprise like Rabbi Yochanan. The pasuk that we're fighting over here in Parshas B'chukaisai, in Behemah Sheyakrivu Menu, it talks about if you have an animal which you can't bring as a carbon, why can't you bring it? It's Bebale Mumin it's talking about, because an animal got a mum. Sheyiftu, then you have to redeem it. Hakasa Medaba, that's what the talking about. Pasuk in Parshas B'chukaisai, that's talking about a Baal Mum. So I'm telling you the pshat is that it's talking about a baal mum. You can't bring it, you have to redeem it. Maybe it's talking about a horse that you have to redeem it. In the same parsha, it talks about beforeish about a behemoth tmeya, about a horse. That if you make a horse hektish, what sort of hektish is it? That a kabai, so you redeem it. So that covers the horse. Haman, top of the page. Hamani Mekayim v'Yukal Behemah Shal Yakrivu Men a Carbon Lashem. So the chapter in B'chukaisa that talks about an animal that you can't bring as a carbon must be talking about a Baal Mum, that it's talking about a Baal Mum, and it's telling you Sheyifto, you got to redeem it if it can't be brought as a carbon. Yachal Yifto Mumayver, maybe you can redeem it even if it has a temporary blemish. Talmud Lemar Shal Yakrivu Men, it's future tense that you will never be able to bring it. She'ena kreva kalika, that can't be brought at all. Yatzazu, to exclude a temporary mum. She'ena kreva hayayim, which you can't bring today, abalakumachar, it can be. Yeah, so we're talking about a baal mum. V'yama, and it's kachem izbeach. V'yama rachmana, and the pasuk says, avila hamada v'haracha, that you have to do hamada v'haracha by a kachem izbeach. Yeah, which according to... So that's according to Bechon, it says the Chum hold it has to be both. According to Reish Lakish, the Chachamim say that a Kachem Mizbeach doesn't have a Marav Arocha. But this Brisa says, we're talking about Kachem Mizbeach, and it does have a Marav Arocha. So that is like Rabbi Yochanan.